Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Hodgson moves to second. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lake. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Lake steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lake moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Lake moves to third. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michaels fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Appling covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lake hits a line drive towards first. QL catches it and steps on first to double up Swift. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Wright reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Orville Grove. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Frank Whitman pinch runs for Thurman Tucker. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitman moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg throws to second for one, and Lake throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Whitman scores. Appling moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-3 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.